Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome in to episode 296 of the Sources Say podcast, your go-to Kentucky basketball and recruiting podcast on the growing KSR podcast network, presented by Justice Dental. Today, another massive show. We already broke down Kentucky's blowout victory over number 8 Miami from the bowels of Rupp Arena. If you missed that, just scroll like 2 or 3 videos down here on the KSR YouTube channel. Great episode there with Sean Smith, like immediately after the game ended. So a lot of great stuff. Make sure you go check that out if you missed it. But today, a special bonus episode featuring none other than 5-star signee Jaden Quaintons. Awesome, awesome, awesome interview. He is joined with Travis Graff of Cats Illustrated and Made Hoops, who is putting on the event this weekend in Louisville where Jaden will be participating. We talked to Jaden about what that means, why he's a Kentucky Wildcat staying 2 years, and who he is recruiting to join him in Lexington for 24 and 25. You do not want to miss that interview. We also get catch up on some recruiting stuff with Travis. Great stuff. He's an old friend of the show. Got our start with him, actually, at the very beginning of the first episodes of Sources Say included Travis. So appreciate him coming on. Sean Smith there as well, because Sean is also coaching for Frederick Douglass in that same event this weekend. It's going to be a blast in Louisville alongside Kentucky's matchup against UNC Wilmington. But before we get started with all of that, a quick message from our friends at Justice Dental. Sources Say is presented by the great team at Justice Dental. Visit one of their 2 Lexington locations by scheduling an appointment online at justicedental.com or by calling or texting 859-543-0700. Dr. Thompson, Dr. Justice, and their team look forward to seeing you soon. Let's knock out a couple of housekeeping things real quick. First, our friends at FanDuel have been the absolute best. We love them to death. The NBA and college basketball seasons are back. Join FanDuel, America's number one sports book right now. New customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That is $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there is no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over, unders, and more. Look, we've been putting out our own Sources Say parlays before, you know, once a week before the big matchups. And we've been, you know, we hit it for the Kansas game. We were one leg off for both of the last 2 matchups. Really frustrating. We would have hit it without DJ Wagner going down with his ankle injury early in the first half of this last matchup against Miami. So it's been frustrating, but we've been on a heater. And if you have been hitting them as individual singles, you would be up by a significant margin by now. So be following us with that. Visit FanDuel.com/Pilgrim. That is FanDuel.com/Pilgrim, P-I-L-G-R-I-M, FanDuel, official partner of the NFL, 21 and older and present in Kentucky. First online real money wager only, $5 pregame money line wager required, $10 first deposit required, bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.com. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's keep rolling through some of these. Game Time, our best friends at Game Time. Look, Rupp Arena has been absolutely cooking. You guys answered the call. We've been talking about how the fans have, those that have been in attendance at Rupp the last couple games have been good, but still the upper end zones have been empty. And we're like, man, got to get that last little push. You guys have been listening and going through with our friends at Game Time. We appreciate you because the Miami matchup was absolutely ridiculous. The fan support was insane. And being a part of that experience was an all-timer. So congrats to BBN, but continue to be a part of that with our friends at Game Time. You should not have to worry when you are buying tickets. Now isn't the time for guesswork with last minute killer deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and the best price guaranteed. Game Time does all of the hard work for you. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, and even an hour after it starts, it is the place to find last minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsor ticket deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more with zone deals. You pick the section and Game Time picks the seats for an average of 18% savings. And the Game Time guarantee means that you will always get the best price if you find tickets in the same section and row for less. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code KSR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code KSR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And while we are talking about tickets, these two go hand in hand absolutely beautifully. You could not ask for a better partnership around the holidays. We have a great holiday gift idea for you. How about tickets for the Kentucky versus Penn game in Philadelphia on December 9th? We know Big Blue Nation travels, or perhaps you even live in the region. Do not miss out. You can purchase tickets on Game Time or head to KentuckyPenn.com. I was literally just on the app right now. $30 for that Kentucky Penn game. There's no better option. It's the homecoming game. Aaron Bradshaw is going to be back. DJ Wagner, Justin Edwards is going to be an absolute blast up there. You do not want to miss that. The UK Penn game supports Coaches Versus Cancer, an initiative led by National Association of Basketball Coaches and American Cancer Society, and counts Coach Cal as one of its biggest advocates. UK Healthcare's Marquee Cancer Center is a partner on the game, and locally, the initiative will support American Cancer Society's Hope Lodge, which provides a free home away from home for cancer patients undergoing treatments in Lexington. You do not want to miss that opportunity. Go to that Kentucky Penn game on December 9th. Use our friends at Game Time, or just go to KentuckyPenn.com and go get your tickets. They're affordable. You can get great seats, and you can go see a heck of a game up in Philadelphia. You do not want to miss that one. Then, last but not least, our friends at My Perfect Franchise, the Source Today podcast, is presented by Andy Ludeke and MyPerfectFranchise.net. Once again, Andy is a franchise consultant as well as franchise owner, and helps people find franchises that fit their skill sets, financial requirements, time to commit, and more. His services are 100% free, and he is here to help. If you have any questions about business ownership, you can learn more and contact Andy anytime at www.MyPerfectFranchise.net. Let's take a deep breath for a second, because we have an awesome, awesome, awesome interview coming up with Jaden Quaintance, where, guys, everything that you kind of hope that Jaden can be, like Cal just said in a press conference last week that he called him a prodigy. Chin Coleman said in his press conference leading up to one of the last matchups, called him a prodigy, said it, guys that you can get for 2 years like that just don't come around. He talks about his decision to stay for 2 years. He talks about his decision to play for Coach Cal and what the dream Coach Cal sold him on, and why Cal truly believes he could be his next max deal player in the NBA. There's a lot to dissect and unfold in that interview. My favorite part personally was him talking about who he's recruiting with him. Two very, very important names for Kentucky's recruiting interest. And I asked him who's the one guy he wants to play with in that 25 class, since he does have to be here for 2 years. That name is going to blow your mind. It's not anybody that you would imagine off the top of your head, but it's a very important one. One that I think could really shake up the college basketball recruiting world. So make sure you listen to that. We are so thrilled to have Jaden Quaintance on. He's the absolute best. He is going to be playing in Louisville this weekend. Make sure you get those tickets to that. And we'll see you there. It's going to be a blast. I will be there juggling that event with the Kentucky UNC Wilmington game. So it's going to be an absolute blast. BBN, make sure you are in attendance. He is excited to play in front of you. So make sure you do that. Get pictures with him. Let him feel the love. Make him know that he chose the right spot by signing with the University of Kentucky. So without further ado, we will move to our interview with Jaden Quaintance alongside Travis Graff and Sean Smith of Go Big Blue Country. We will see you all next time. Very happy to be now joined by five-star Kentucky signee Jaden Quaintance, who will be in town this weekend for the Derek Smith Invitational in Louisville. First off, Travis Graff also joining us, who is hosting the event with Made Hoops and the Cats Illustrated, the best in the game. Travis, first and foremost, what is this event? Why should Kentucky fans be excited for it?
So Derek Smith Invitational, obviously Derek Smith was a Louisville legend, played at Louisville, won a national championship at Louisville. He's Nolan Smith's father. Sydney Smith is helping us put it on, which is Nolan's sister. Just kind of honoring him since he's a legend in the game, bringing some good basketball into the city because it's a basketball crazy town. I think it's nice to have this set up and have a bunch of high level kids from around the country come in.
So Jaden gets to be a part of this for the first time. Awesome event in front of Kentucky fans. Kentucky fans are going to be here. Jaden, to you, how awesome is it that now that you are a Kentucky basketball signee that you get to be a part of something like this and play in front of Kentucky fans for the first time?
I'm excited. It's definitely going to get to be cool to see the love, you know, a year early before I get out there with a real jersey on. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting for sure.
Have you started to feel the love on social media? You know, what has that been like just hearing from the most passionate fan base in college basketball kind of now that you're signed, sealed, delivered to Kentucky?
Yeah, I mean, they let their presence be known. They'd be in the comment sections saying stuff. Just hard to miss them, really. It's just been cool seeing all the love from the fans already. And I've only been committed for like a week or two. So, yeah, it's been super cool.
So, why Kentucky? I know you've been asked that question a couple times now, but just really important moment for you. Why Kentucky? And you know, with the back and forth, a couple different schools down the stretch, what kind of pushed Coach Cal and that squad over the edge?
Well, there was a lot of good schools to choose from, but I felt like I could really trust the Kentucky coaching staff. I felt like they could really help me develop my game and get me to the next level where I want to be. So, yeah.
So what was their pitch to you during the process? And you know, talking about Hall of Famers, they have max level, you know, contract guys, you know, how did they kind of pitch that to you and say you could be next man up here?
Well, they just talked about how they like my versatility. I'll be able to play the four, you know, I have freedom on offense to do things that I proved I could do, be able to shoot the ball, get into a system where they could use my talent, the thing that I worked on. And they feel like they could help me get to the number one draft pick, which is my goal. So, yeah, they just outlined it the best. They showed me the two-year plan that they have because I should do 2 years of college. And I just liked how detailed that was. And, yeah, that really helped me moving forward with my decision.
And Jaden, the way that Kentucky is using Trey Mitchell right now, or do you see yourself doing some similar things that they're doing with him right now on this team?
Yeah, for sure. Coach, that's one of the main players Coach told me to watch until some of the seven-footers come back. So just seeing how they use him in the offense, finding him in different spots, letting the offense kind of run through him at times, it's been cool to see that for sure.
How important was that for you to, you know, see the vision of the, you know, positionless basketball? Cal talking about basketball players who can pass, dribble, and shoot. You know, how important was that as, you know, knowing that you're versatile and that's going to be your path to the next level? How important was hearing that, you know, whether it's position, you know, whether you're playing the four or whatever, but knowing that you're going to be playing a positionless style where you can kind of get your game off?
Well, that's one of the things that made it like a real, like, scenario that I felt comfortable being in. I got to that's like the first spot I got to see play an actual college game. I got to see like a preseason kind of scrimmage game that they played during my visit, and I got to see like how they kind of played through the bigs and all the stuff that they let them do, which was big for me because I had heard Kentucky had a history of kind of limiting the bigs, but being able to see in person that it wasn't really like that and not be able to play my game in their offense was big for me.
And I know the two-year path, everybody talks about that. Cal very openly talking about how excited he is to have you for 2 years. What, you know, you didn't have to make that jump to 24. Why did you, and why do you feel like it's important for you to spend 2 years in college and do it at Kentucky?
Well, just getting to play against high-level competition earlier. Really felt like a no-brainer, you know, being able to compete against the best college older players would help me prepare for the league better than playing against high school players. I've been playing against the best of the best high school players since my freshman year, since I was 14. I felt like I've experienced that. I'm starting in that. And I'm ready to go up to the next level and see what that's like.
Where have you seen your game grow the most, you know, the last couple of years especially, but really the last year, where have you seen things kind of really take off and your vision that you have for yourself kind of seeing that be more realistic for you?
being more vocal and confident on offense. And yeah, that's been the main thing. Just being more like confident on offense has been a big thing for me. Being kind of being able to like make my presence known on the offensive end of the floor has been a big thing for me. Going out and shooting three and kind of showing my talents on the wing has been a big thing for me. Instead of trying to like be boxed in on the block, showing that I can do more than that.
Do you have a couple of things that you're maybe keying in on in this last year before you do get to Kentucky?
One of the big things I've been working on was staying lower on the catch and working on like it's been a big thing for me.
Talking to your dad, said that, you know, during your visit, you were actually working out, you know, at Kentucky and you got to kind of see what that will look like next year at Kentucky. How important was that for you to kind of experience it, not just see it in practice, whatever, but you be a part of it and kind of go through what a workout would look like and just kind of the, you know, what your future looks like as a Wildcat?
Well, I wasn't really working out with the coaches or with the team. I wasn't really allowed to do that. But I did work out while I was there. And I did see what they're working on, how they worked on their offense to get it prepared for the game, how long they've been working on that, and just seeing like how they helped their players progress and get more.
Jade, I don't know if the audio is cutting out a little bit. I don't know if your hand's on the speaker or something, but it goes out just every once in a while. I want to make sure fans will be able to hear you. But they did ask a lot of questions for you, and I know they're excited to hear from you. Connor Riggs says, what NBA player do you mirror your game after? And is there you kind of touched on this, but is there any part of your game that you want to improve on before going to Kentucky?
Well, I don't really model my game after any specific player. I try and take little things from different players. My favorite player since I was little has been Kyrie Irving. I just kind of working on the shift my body work on, like my handle, being able to get downhill, being able to sell my moves efficiently, being able to be efficient with dribbles. That's a big thing for me. That's what I worked on for a long time. Jokic, I like his touch around the rim, being able to like kind of anywhere in the paint, you can throw it to him, he can get to his floater. That's the thing I've been trying to take. Those are two of the main people I've watched recently. I watched a lot of Dallas and Mavericks games. Well, yeah, Mavericks and Nuggets games. That's been a big thing for me. I'm going to try and start watching Paul George, see how he gets his game going. That's going to be big for me. But I don't really model my game after any specific players. And, yeah, I really mainly work on guard skills. Even though I'm 6'9", kind of undersized, big, I don't really work on too much post stuff. Just kind of comes natural to me. It's just mostly touch, you know, being able to finish close to the rim. But yeah, just working on my perimeter game has been a big thing for me.
I know there are a lot of people that want to know who else is joining you at Kentucky. Cal said the other day that he's going to add one or two more guys. Who are some of the recruits that you're recruiting to play alongside you? BBN, four in, ask that.
Well, VJ Edgecombe, he's been on a couple of visits with me. I've been seeing him around here and there. He's one of the players that they're going after, I've heard. So him and Billy Richmond are two of the names that I've heard bounce around. So probably those two. Carter Knox also is in that conversation too. I haven't talked to him as much, but yeah, we're also going after him a little bit.
Zach Gagan says, ask him about the cookie cake. Did you see how did you see kind of that going viral, people talking about that cookie cake?
I seen it on Twitter a little bit. I know that was a big thing. Me and my little brother were sharing a room. We just kind of ate it. We ain't go towards the black side though. We ain't know what's going on over there, so we kind of avoided that side. But
did that affect your decision at all? People thought that once they saw how terrible the U and the K were on it, they're like, bro, there's no chance that he's going to end up in Kentucky. Did that impact your decision at all?
I didn't think too much about the cookie cake. That UK was probably gone by the time the visit was done. So
that's all that matters. On that note, they asked, what's your favorite dessert, cake or pie, or cookies or candy? What's your favorite dessert?
Cake, pie, cookies, or candy. Probably cookies. I don't really like cake. trying to stay away from candy. Wait, what else? Yeah, I don't really like cake, candy. Probably cookies. That'd probably be my go-to.
Like what? Chocolate chip, peanut butter. Like what kind of cookie?
I like the, you know, the little sugar cookies they be having at Walmart with the frosting on it. Those are cool. What else do I be getting? Chocolate chip cookies, go to. Those are the main ones for real.
Phoenix Steven says, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas movie? Home Alone. One of Home Alone's Christmas scene, I'm pretty sure. I haven't watched Christmas in a minute, but probably one of the Home Alone ones for sure.
Home Alone 1 or 2?
I'm not up on that right now. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. I can't remember.
He also asked, how excited are you to play 2 years at Kentucky? So you kind of went out while you were talking about the two-year thing. So just kind of talk about just how excited you are to, you know, kind of build a legacy in Lexington for two seasons.
Yeah, it's going to be big for me. I feel like I could help us win a national championship. Defensively, I feel like I'm going to impact the game a lot. With my length, I got like a 9-foot standard reach that helps me with like blocking shots for my timing. So I could help defensively. I could help on the offensive end and just being able to develop and get used to the college like systems and the college level. I feel like that'll be big for me. So I'm excited to play 2 years and I feel like we can do big things in those 2 years. So I'm excited.
Connor Rigg ask him who will break a rim first, you or Sompto?
Probably Sompto, just because I don't be hanging on the rim like that. I don't carve, but I don't be hanging on the rim. That's probably why I don't get it first.
I feel like Sompto just tries to be dramatic with it. Like you don't need to go above and beyond the way he does. I just feel like he does it to prove a point. Like, we get it. You're big, bro. Like you don't need to. So I agree. I think he's going to be the first. JWarDDD, ask him how it's going to be playing with Reed. Hopefully you've been watching what Reed's doing.
He's been going crazy. Defensively, he surprised me a lot. I didn't know his presence was like that defensively, but he's been going to block shots. And I don't know how tall he is. I can't remember how tall Reed is, but that's been really surprising and impressive to me. He's been super efficient off the catch and shoot. He lowered his efficiency at the end, trying to shoot some far ones, but now he's been doing really well. So that'd be cool. He seems like a high-energy guy. He makes good passes. He makes good reads. So I'd be excited to play with him. If he was to stay there for another year.
Spigopotamus says, what's your favorite sandwich?
Favorite sandwich? Gotta go with the classic PBJ. No, it's easy, quick, it's go-to.
Are you like an Uncrustables kid or do you like
a, I have like two packs of Uncrustables in my fridge right now, I'm pretty sure. Actually, it might be gone by now, but I had them like 2 days ago.
They're the go-to. AKUK Swoosh says, did you get a chance to watch UK beat Miami last night?
Yeah, it was they don't be missing. They're elite is what I seen. What I noticed I was there watching, I seen the Marshall game, just how like quick, like if a play breaks down, they reset, they re-space and just get into a different action, just being able to find each other too after getting downhill. Their spacing has been really good, and they're just trusting each other. It's been really good, and they just dismantled Miami last night.
Did you, like, start dreaming about, like, man, I wish I could be there right now? I know you already jumped up a year, but, like, are there some times you wish you could jump up 2 years so you could start playing right now?
No, it'd be fun to see in, like, the college game because I feel like defensively I could really have an impact right now. I feel like I surprised a lot of people, but, no, I am kind of excited. I'm really excited to get there and just see what I could do, see how I affect games.
Zadonk says, you already said who you model your game after. Who's your favorite UK player of all time?
Favorite UK player of all time? 80s. 80s tough to go past. Who else? Jamal Murray has been going crazy recently with the Nuggets. He's been doing a lot. Bam on there too. I'm a Bam Adebayo fan. Probably Bam. He's like similar height to me. He's been able to do a lot, make his presence known, being a smaller big, versatile. So I'll go with Bam. Yeah, I'll probably go with Bam Adebayo.
He also asked, who are you recruiting to join you in UK the next couple years? So you already said this year. What about the 25 class? I know it's a special group. You were once a part of it. Who do you want to play with?
Caden Boozer. He's gonna help me out. Pass first point guard. He's been working on his shots. Shots been getting a lot more consistent. Caden Boozer, You just come on now, honestly. Cam Buehler helped us a lot. Who else? 25. I really think about too many people from 2025, honestly. Probably Caden Buehler is the first one that comes to mind, honestly.
I know Kentucky fans will want you to say AJ DeBanza.
Where? Yeah, AJ, he could come up for sure. Tyron, he from Kentucky. You know, he was excited for me when I got the Kentucky offer. I just seen him and AJ both picked up Kentucky offers recently. Tyron, he plays with high energy, high motor, good defender. He's a better passer than a lot of people give him credit for. Tyron could slide too. That'd be cool too. Yeah, so AJ, Tyron, Caden. Bunch of my boys from USA. Whole USA team could slide, honestly.
I'm here to tell you, if you get a picture with all of those guys together this weekend in Louisville with Jasper and post it and be like, future cats, you will break the internet. Like, I'm here to tell you, just for your own benefit, if you want to go viral, that's the way to do it. So, like, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but that's the answer. I just personally speaking, I think that'd be the move. Mm.
Jaden, a question I have for you. I always see you with headphones on. Are you a Spotify or Apple Music guy?
Amazon Music guy.
Really?
Interesting. Why?
They have more mixtapes than both.
Understandable.
You find mixtape on Apple Music or Spotify Music. But they're inconsistent. They kind of get copyrighted a lot, but they're at least there. Like, they're there sometimes.
Well, who would be your top three artists on your pregame playlist, if you had to say?
Pregame, NLE Choppa was on there for a little bit, J. Cole, Joey Badass. Those are probably my top three pregame.
Hey, Jack, fun fact about NLE, he's a Made Hoops alum, baby.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Talk about that journey with Made Hoops. Talking to your dad, Made's been a big part of your basketball journey. Just what's it been like, kind of being with you from the start all the way up until right now?
Yeah, pretty sure that was first camp. I think the first camp I ever did might have been a Made Hoops camp. So it's kind of been big growing with them, seeing them kind of on the whole prep school journey since I started high school. Made Hoops kind of been there and. In the background with me, so it's been big having Made Hoops on my side the whole time. It's been super cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ghost of Pete Gillen. We're running out of questions, so we're wrapping up. They can jump in if they have anything else that they want to add. Can he text Darren Peterson, VJ Edgecombe, and tell them to come hang at Kentucky just between friends?
Maybe. I don't bother nobody, but I'll see. We'll see.
Would you consider yourself an elite recruiter? Like, is that important to you to, swing for the fences and kind of help Cal out a little bit?
I don't talk enough. I'm going to be honest. I ain't been in my recruiting bag too much recently. But, I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up in conversation casually. Try and lead them this way.
Give me your recruiting pitch to somebody else. Like, if you were going to be selling the Kentucky brand to somebody else, how would you sell it?
See, I'll go on Instagram, bring up that $8 billion in contracts, and just put that right there on the board and just see what they have to say about that. It's probably a big part of it. It's kind of hard to deny.
I mean, that doesn't get much better than that. Last one from Busboy. If he could pick one person in 24 or 25 class to play with at UK, who would it be? You pick one guy.
Caden Buehler. Or Caden Buehler. Yep.
Why him above, every other, major name that we've talked about?
Why him against other major names? He's unselfish. He kind of plays the game the right way. It's kind of hard to find people like that because, AAU culture, it's a lot of kind of ball hogging, forcing shots. Kind of lets the game come to him. I played with him on Team USA. He helped me a lot on there, just seeing his playmaking, how he's able to make reads. Watching the Columbus game, so we got to play them a little later this year, seeing how he's able to get his team involved in the game. He's a really good player. Stuck out to me for a minute.
Jaden, how often do you talk to the guys that are already in that class with you, with Boogie Fland and, you know, Travis Perry? Do you have any communication with them often?
Not really, to be honest. I talked to Boogie a little bit, like a couple days before I committed, but that's it, mainly. I talked to Travis a little bit. He hit me up after I recruited. I talked to him. He's cool people. Good to talk to him. I haven't really talked to nobody else, honestly.
Cal said in his press conference, and I think Chin said it as well, that you're a prodigy. Like, that they use that specific term for you, both of them, that you're a prodigy. Like, they don't throw that around very often. Like, do you feel kind of special in their eyes? Like, that's that you were kind of their go-to guy and like the one guy they wanted to land. Like, do you get that sense?
Yeah, that's the big thing that kind of linked me towards Kentucky in my recruiting. Just they showed up to the school. They pulled up to Word of God like 3-4 times. Just had long talks with me on the visit. They showed a lot of love. They had brought the whole family out. Only a couple of visits on that. So it seemed genuine to recruit, and they felt like a good spot for me. It felt like they really wanted me there. They had a real belief in me there and how I could fit in their system and fit into their culture. So, yeah, I've definitely been feeling the love since day one from Kentucky, for sure.
Either you guys have anything else?
How big of a show are you going to put on Sunday at 3:30?
I'm going to do all I can. I'm going to try and get the win. You know, you're going to get it however we need to, honestly. So
I've been talking you up to the locals, so you better bring it. That's all I got to say.
Got you.
All right. Last message to BBN. Why are you excited to be a part of BBN, and why should they be excited about Jaden Quaintance?
Kentucky always got the squad to win the national championship. Like, every year they got it, and I feel like I could really help make that happen. I'm a competitor. It's always been me. You know, I want to win. It's what I'm about. I feel like I have a great chance to do that at Kentucky, especially being there for 2 years. Their system, seeing who we can bring around me. They already have a really strong squad this year, honestly, but just seeing how we can improve once I get there and the people they bring around me, it's going to be real exciting for me. So that's the big thing for me, just trying to win as many games as possible, trying to get to that national championship.
Well, Jaden, we appreciate you, brother, man. We're excited to see you. I know Kentucky fans are excited to see you this weekend. If you have not yet, buy tickets. You do not want to miss this event. Jaden will be there, and he's going to put on a show. Thank you for joining us today, Jaden.
Appreciate y'all.
See you.
How about that,
Jack? Are you gonna be the one taking the future BBN picture on Sunday?
Oh, got to. I love how he has embraced it. Like, you could kind of tell that he's like, you know, I know I'm shy, I know I'm a little quiet, but you know, I think he's gonna embrace this kind of star role and the celebrity role. I think he's gonna crush it, man.
I think he's gonna get out of the shell. I think he's going to be out of a shell real quick when he gets to Lexington.
Well, Travis, we appreciate you coming on. I know that was kind of more question heavy toward him, but we have questions for you too. We appreciate you coming on. It's been a minute, like old for old time's sake, buddies. I know this used to be your old stomping ground, so appreciate you coming on with us.
The OGs, baby.
So, a lot to work with there with what he was talking about. I like the two names that he brought up about who he's recruiting with him to Kentucky in 2024. Do you buy it? I know there's some buzz right now that Kentucky's really ramping things up with VJ Edgecombe. Cal's certainly not slowing down his recruitment, going to visit him in person. Do you buy it? Like, do you think that's a reasonable thing that for Kentucky fans to expect?
I'm kind of in a wait and see mode with that recruitment in particular, but I think Kentucky is in a surprisingly sneaky good spot. I think that they feel like they made up some ground on the official visit, and I feel like they continue to feel like they're trending in the right direction afterwards. I wouldn't bet on them at this point, but I wouldn't count them out either. Like, I'm just kind of like somewhere in the middle.
VJ is a new name for Kentucky fans because it just has not been one that I think they thought that they were going to get. So you have seen him and you've scouted him thoroughly. What should fans know about VJ Edgecombe, assuming things ramp up and hoping that, you know, Kentucky can make up some ground and potentially even land him?
So out of the garden wings that they're recruiting in 2024, he's by far the best shooter. Shot 42 to 43% in 3SSB play and a couple stops on like 7 attempts a game. Over the past year, he shot like 38 or 39% from 3 on high volume. Great athlete, good defender. Just lets his game do the talking. Pretty much like he's a dog. Like, I hate using that term. I think it's overused, but he plays very hard every play. I think he's a guy that would buy in to, or I think he's a guy that the fan base should buy into as a possible piece to the puzzle, because I think that they would love him. He kind of reminds me, a couple years ago, I wanted Kentucky to recruit Kaysen Wallace because I thought he was a great fit for what they were wanting to do when they got the new staff. And I've been a big advocate for the same thing for VJ Edgecombe. They're different players, but I think that they would bring the same type of mentality to the floor.
And what about that other one, Billy Richmond? A lot of buzz that Kentucky is the leader. It's kind of more of not if, but when with Billy Richmond. What do you like about Billy's game, and how would he fit into kind of what Kentucky's working with in that 24 class?
Billy is he's probably the best defender out of all of the wing defenders in the 24, 25 classes that they're going after right now. Great athlete, needs to work on his shot. Shot's very inconsistent, but he's a guy, he kind of reminds me of a DeAndre Liggins with a higher ceiling. Really lengthy wing that can handle the ball. You could play him at the one for spurts. I see people all the time like, his mixtapes look like Khalil Whitney just because he's dunking everything, but he can actually break a guy down. He's got wiggle, can get to the basket, finish with authority. He's not limited to one dribble like some of the guys that they recruited in the past.
In Carter Knox is kind of the one wild card that people kind of forget about sometimes, even though they shouldn't, because of the obvious connections with his older brother, Kevin. And obviously, you know, his dad's obviously been very outspoken in a positive way about the Kentucky program, Coach Cal, his time in Lexington. But it just, because of where things stand in terms of a timetable, knowing that he's set end of spring, no rush on this decision, people are kind of just more so focused on those immediate decisions that could come sooner rather than later. Where does Carter fit into all of this, and what would you think of that potential fit?
I think he's somewhere in the middle of VJ and Billy in terms of prospects. I really like his game. I think he could score from multiple levels. He's streaky from the outside, but can get really hot really quick. Like you said, it's kind of just been eerily quiet. They've been doing a really good job of keeping that one close to the vest. I don't feel confident predicting him anywhere. But like, it wouldn't surprise me if in the spring, like, UK pulled that one out, or if he went G League. Hell, it wouldn't surprise me if he went to South Florida to play with his brother either. It's obviously going to be one of those three, I feel like. But I think he's a really good player. I think he's a guy. I'm just curious to see what dominoes fall before he announces.
It does kind of get you. You kind of get the sense that based on Cal's movements right now, that he's going all in on Billy and VJ. A lot of Duke and St. John's talk about VJ and seeing where things go there, and then kind of pivoting from there if they don't end up landing VJ. If they don't land VJ, Carter's there, but is there anybody else that you could think of that could potentially be the next man up? I know people love Darren Peterson. You know, where do things stand with Jasper Johnson? What do you think of those kind of the next level of options there?
I would put a decent amount of money. Talking to people around Jasper Johnson, they say that he's going to be set for 2025. But just playing the odds of him and Darren Peterson and the history of reclasses either after Peach Jam or after 3SSB Nationals, I would bet on one of those guys reclassing and possibly being an option.
Of those two, what do you think of fit? Who do you think would be a better fit for Kentucky? Obviously, Darren Peterson's kind of, you know, one of the best scorers in, you know, pure scoring talents we've seen in a minute. So You know, obviously just from a pure talent perspective, you'd probably go Jasper, but or you'd probably go Darren for scoring output, but Jasper obviously is going to be a great player as well. There's a pretty clear fit. Just what do you think would make more sense for Kentucky between those two?
I think either one. I mean, you can't go wrong with either. I think Darren's the best guard regardless of class. I think he's the best guard in amateur basketball below the college level, either in America or overseas. Jasper, I also think, has lottery pick upside. So either one, you're going to be – I think Darren's more college ready, but Jasper with the summer and fall of weight training in a college facility, I think that he would be – good. Like, that's the only thing that's missing with him right now is the strength. And he's adding that slowly, but I think a college campus could expedite that.
Cal says 24 is off to a really hot start. He likes where things stand, but he very outspoken about how optimistic he is about 25 and, you know, potentially landing a special class there. Just kind of a general breakdown of that 25 class. Who would you keep a close eye on for Kentucky? Who would you kind of be cautious moving forward with in that 25 class? So what's the lay of the land there for Kentucky?
Obviously, Darren and Jasper, like we just talked about. A.J. DeBonsa, who's going to be in Louisville this Saturday and Sunday playing. He's the number one. I think he's the number one prospect regardless of class in high school. It's either him or Cooper Flagg, 1A, 1B with me. He's the type of recruit that is like a – monumental recruit like a John Wall or Anthony Davis if Kentucky were to land him. 6'8 wing that can do a little bit of everything, can play on the ball, do whatever. Lengthy. He just reclassed from 26 back up to 25. Caleb Wilson's another option. 6'8, 6'9 wing out of Georgia that has some Brandon Miller tendencies to him, like same type of game. Sometimes you question the motor, but like the flashes are elite. Darius Acuff is a guy that Kentucky's always had good relationships with the family. And then, of course, your favorites that you're driving the train on, the Boozers.
how stupid am I for pushing that train?
I don't think it's stupid. It's another one. Like, I wouldn't pick Kentucky right now, but I don't – like, I wouldn't bet on them either out of the field. I would take the field over Kentucky. But I think that there's a chance, honestly. Especially if Jaden's relationship is as good with them as it seems interviewing him.
That kind of came out of left field, I'm not going to lie. That was like, of all of the players that he could possibly play with, AJ, Tyron, anybody in 20, you know, VJ, Billy, whomever, he goes Caden. I mean, not even Cam, like, goes Caden. I thought that was pretty telling. We got a question on the last show, and I'll get your take on it. Does anything that Cal is doing right now kind of indicate that he has a, like, a newfound life, like a recruiting life, you know, a new passion for being here at Kentucky? There was so much talk about him potentially being out after this year. Do you kind of see the momentum building for maybe another, that I think the exact timeline the fan asked last night was 10 to, you know, 2010 to 2015, that magical run. Do you see kind of some of the steps being put in place right now where something like that could be possible?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's rejuvenated himself. And I think it comes down to, for one, John Welch has been phenomenal for him, for the program, for everybody. Just kind of getting Calipari back to his roots of, like, we need a running gun. Another thing, too, is we talked about ad nauseum last year. Is Kentucky's best teams always have guards that can go get their own bucket at one time or at any time. And he's got three or four of them on the floor at the same time. Only thing that he's missing is rim protection, because those are the two qualities that all of his best teams have had, are guards that can go get their own and rim protection. And he's got that on this team. And, I mean, obviously everybody's having fun playing. He's having fun coaching. And it's not grinded out games. So he's just letting them – I feel like he's letting them go more. Like playing through mistakes and just not overcoaching them. And I feel like that's been part of his downfall the last couple of years, is he's just been micromanaging some possessions and grinding out 63, 58 games. And that just, it seems like they're playing a different sport, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And my thing with that too, Travis, is like, when you look at what they're recruiting and the direction they're going in recruiting. They're taking guys that can shoot the basketball and can space the floor. You're seeing it not only show up on the court, but you're also seeing it show up in how they recruit. And that goes hand in hand with the way they're playing now.
No, I think Calipari is getting back to his roots in terms of style of play, but also the type of players that he's getting. And I think that this year's team is a perfect marriage of both of those things. Only thing he's missing is whenever UK gets back one of these 7-footers.
I think Cal even confirmed that Saturday is a day, and I heard on my end that that's kind of the loose goal. What does Bradshaw do to change kind of what this vision is for the team right now?
I would temper expectations for him to start off, just because it's gonna be slow. They're gonna be playing different lineups that they haven't played all year. I think that they're gonna hit a little lull here and there in games that you hadn't seen this year, just because they're gonna be working out kinks of getting a new guy back in the lineup. But I also think that whenever there's an injury like this and the suspense is building, that fan bases, not just Kentucky, tend to build up a player to be up here because you haven't had him yet. And all right, when we get this guy, I think that starting off, he's going to be buying Trey Mitchell minutes. And then I'm curious to see, because defensively, he would be the best at the five with Trey at the four. But offensively, I like Trey at the five. I want to see, because Bradshaw, everybody talks about how he could shoot. He could shoot the hell out of the mid-range. I've always seen that, but I've yet to see in-game three-point shooting. And I think you wrote about something about that earlier, Jack. But if he's able to show that he's added that to his game, can pick and pop, the sky's the limit for this team. If you have a 7-footer that can do that, in addition to Trey Mitchell that can do that and pass out of it.
How much, with your ear on the ground in the recruiting landscape, grassroots basketball, have you gotten the sense that recruits are paying closer attention to this group? It felt like last night was different, that all eyes in the college basketball world were watching our program for a change. It felt like they've been kind of on the back burner for everybody the last however many years. Do you get the sense that recruits are keeping a closer eye on Kentucky now than even last year, because the product is so fun and the entertainment value is high? And I guess, long story short, does this make Kentucky the cool school again that I think a lot of fans were complaining that they hadn't been in recent years?
I think it's a combination of what you talked about, the product, but also they got class of guys like Rob Dillingham that has hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, that has been a YouTube sensation. DJ Wagner, everybody's known about him since 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Justin Edwards, top five guy. Aaron Bradshaw, top five guy. So I think that helps bring eyes to it from the high school kids that played against them last year. And then whenever you turn on the TV to see that and they're scoring 90 plus points a game, it's like, all right, I want to be a part of this.
Very fun. Very, very, very fun. Travis, this has been a blast, man. I know it's been a minute since we had you on, man. You were part of getting this thing off the ground, and couldn't have gotten this done without you, man. So we appreciate you, and you're crushing it. You're literally hosting this unbelievable event where the prodigy himself, Jaden Quaintance, is going to be here this weekend. How cool is it, the role that you're in right now? Obviously with Cats Illustrated, but Made Hoops and developing the national brand in the landscape that you've kind of you've earned.
It's been great. I love working for my boss, Chad Babel, over at Made Hoops. He's really helped me develop professionally, just helped me in a lot of ways. And then being able to do stuff like this in my backyard is a dream come true. And then watching basketball for a living, is there's a lot worse ways to live.
Amen. Talk a little bit more about this event. Where can fans find tickets? Why is it so important for them to get out and see, as we've talked about ad nauseum this whole show, a lot of freaking talent who a lot of guys very well may end up in Lexington?
I mean, honestly, it's the most talent that's going to be in the city of Louisville since, I believe it was 07, the McDonald's All-American game was in Louisville, under one roof. You're going to have Link Academy, top five team, top three team, prolific prep, top three team in the country. They're playing each other 8:45 on Saturday night. Potentially a couple future Cats in there. Jasper Johnson's going to be playing that game. Tyron Stokes, AJ DeBonsa. That's going to be star-studded. That's one of the biggest games in the country, and it's going to be right here in Louisville. Then, obviously, you got Word of God playing on on Sunday at 3:30. Jaden Quaintance is excited to play in front of BBN and wants them to show out. So that would be a good one to go to. And then obviously you got Bishop O'Connell too. That's another top 25 team. And you just don't get this every day in Louisville. So it's nice. If you're looking to buy tickets, you can – the URL is so long to read. So either just Google Derek Smith Invitational Tickets or just go to my Twitter. It's all on there. Like every one of my last few tweets has been with the ticket link. So I would buy pre-sale tickets because it's going to be limited tickets at the door.
And the Frederick Douglass Broncos are going to be there in attendance. Duh. Sean, what's that going to be like for you to be a part of literally what we're talking about? You're very, very good basketball team who will be in the conversation for RUP this year, will be a part of it. You guys have a tough battle as well.
Yeah, we do. And this is what we want, though. We want to be in games like this and events like this. I mean, we're literally playing in between, you know, A.J. DeVanza and Jaden Quaintance. Like, we're sandwiched between those two games. And you get all eyes on your program. We're getting to play a powerhouse program out of the state of Maryland in Baltimore and St. Francis Academy. They're really good on tape. Watched a couple of games of theirs early in the season. They get after it. And it's going to be – it's an exciting matchup. We just now got our football guys back and stuff last week. So we're working their way in. They're learning that football conditioning is different than basketball conditioning. So that's probably – our biggest thing going into this, but this is a great test. It's a great event. And Travis, back to you before we wrap this thing up. Growing up in the state, seeing high school basketball, how much better is high school basketball right now in the state of Kentucky? Like it seems to be really taking off and taking steps forward. Not only are we talking about the national guys, there's really good in-state talent that's going to be on the floor too.
Yeah, I think as a whole in the state of Kentucky, the 2023 class through the 2026 class is the best that I can remember since I've been alive and kept up with it. You got multiple – I mean, a guy that we talked about – that we didn't talk about for a potential Kentucky 2025 guy is Malachi Moreno, seven-footer out of Lexington.
Yeah, for sure.
It's becoming more and more abundant, and it's going to be interesting to see – I mean, Reed Shepherd is totally different whole scenario than all these other kids. But I mean, with his parents being legacies and all that, but I'm curious to see if a lot of this homegrown talent will stay, having the blueprint of him being like the national spotlight. Now he stayed all 4 years at Kentucky, didn't go to prep school. I mean, everybody's path is different, but I'm curious to see if all this talent will stay in the state.
How important is that, do you think? Because I had conversations with a lot of people that, you know, IMG wanted Reed, like the best of the best in the prep scene wanted Reed Shepherd his senior year. And he kind of said, nah, I'm good. I want to close out my, you know, my career with my friends and, you know, finish something special. And he got to kind of see the fruits of that labor pay off in the form of what we're seeing right now. How important is it for guys to stay home, stay local, and, you know, just kind of see the value in kind of building that local brand here in Kentucky?
I mean, if you're a guy that has pro aspirations and actually has a shot at the pros, there's no one-size-fits-all scenario for that. I mean, some guys would benefit better from going to a prep school and getting the better practice reps every single day. But some guys that are trying to round out their game and add more to their game would benefit from staying home and getting their game off, getting to expand what they do instead of being put in a box at a bigger school. So, I mean, it's just each situation is different.
Well, Travis, man, we're excited to be a part of it. We're going to be there this weekend. Kentucky plays at 4:00, and we're going to fit this event all throughout the weekend. We're going to be in and out and be around. We're going to cover it to death, man. But you know, good on you for gathering some of the best talent in the country of all time in the state, especially my hometown of Louisville. It's awesome. I'm excited to be a small part of it. But thank you, and we appreciate you coming on, and I know we love having Jaden on as well.
Appreciate and love you guys, man.
Well, let's go on and get out of here. We will be back next time for the Jam Pack Sources Say podcast. We will see you then.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.